Hello, everybody, and thank you for listening to the Entrepreneur for Life podcast. I'm your host, Gideon Webb, and today we're going to talk about smart ways to make money on the side in 2019. And so, you know, everybody's talking about side hustles. Everybody's trying to find a way to create more streams of income. Everybody, you know, is also living check to check. And so it's kind of weird out here in the world, to say the least. But as far as finances, you know, any financial expert will tell you the best way to create and save some kind of money and create some financial freedom for yourself is to have multiple streams of income. And so we're going to talk about different things that you can do. And the first thing is freelancing your skills. The skills you've developed and learned over the years, maybe even those you use at your full-time job right now to earn extra cash on the side, you can turn those skills into a side hustle. While you might want to, you know, sit back and relax because this podcast might be a little long, it's going to be impactful, and I'm going to give you guys some powerful things that you can do to create extra streams of income. We all talk about it, we all think about it, we all say one day we got to do it. Well, here are some things you can do to make money in 2019. So one thing is you can start a freelance business. Freelance your skills, a huge variety of your skills. And I'm going to outline a few of them. Number one, writing. Are you good at writing? Are you good at creating and crafting blog posts and short stories? Well, turn that into something where you can actually use your experience to write for other companies. I mean, write for websites, you can write for news companies. You got a few clips under your belt, that's fantastic. It's time to start pitching those ideas and get them out here. Check out the list of blogs that actually pay for posts. And this is one thing that I do online, is I look for blogs that'll actually pay me to post. Research your target sites well before you start pitching to the editors. Can't emphasize it enough, guys. Read the guidelines. Read the rules. If the site wants you to pitch ideas, email the editor with a few ideas. If the guidelines ask for a draft, you know, send them a draft. If they want you to include a secret phrase in your email subject line, include that phrase. You know, you have to follow the guidelines and make sure they know you're serious. How much can you make? It depends, you know. It varies. So you'd have to see what that site is offering. Some sites will offer you $50 for great posts on paying sites. So check those out. And there's plenty. It's a Google search away. So write. Freelance your writing. Next, graphic design or web design. This is something I do to create an extra stream of income. I've been doing it practically since I was 15 or 14 years old. When I was a kid in high school, this is when scanners were brand new and all that stuff. But I'm not going to give you the backstory. But the small story short is I would take photos from my friends, scan them, and put them on neat backgrounds and creative backgrounds with creative text and stuff, bring them a printout and sell it for $10 at school. So much to the point where, you know, the administrators came and took my portfolio, told me I couldn't do it in school anymore, that I couldn't make money in school. Can you imagine that? So, you know, graphic design work is easy, and now it's even easier. I hate to give you all this game, but there's apps on your phone where you can design flyers and design logos. And so, you know, consider it. If you have an artistic side and you are an artistic person, you might have the capability to pull together a logo for somebody and sell it. We've done hundreds and hundreds of logos and flyers for people, and we've been paid upwards of, you know, $800 for a logo. So it depends on what the company needs and what they can offer. And really, designing a new company's graphic design, you're really like their hero. Like they will keep coming to you if you give them quality work. But it takes some experience, a solid portfolio, and I'm sure you can get, you know, upwards of $50 to $100 per design. Next, develop websites or applications. So, you know, it's getting easier and easier to develop websites on your own. So I don't highly recommend this one because it's a tough market when you got these websites that are like easily designing sites for you. But there are some people still out there who just don't understand the technology and don't want to deal with it. And you can use these technologies to your advantage. They just want to see a website. So if you could use a site like you know, Wix or Weebly or any of these other WordPress style sites to build an application or website for your client. Who cares how it got done? People sometimes just want to get it done. And at a high quality freelance developers, they make tons of money, you know, for the websites. But I'm telling you, it's not out there as much anymore because companies are offering people a chance to make their own websites for cheaper. So you can actually charge a much better rate. You know, maybe $75 to $150 for a landing page, you know, and you can get it. So that's something to think about, developing websites. Number four, taking photographs. It's something I do. I'm a photographer at nature, so you don't even have to pay me. I'll freaking be out with my camera, but I love getting paid taking pictures as well. So don't take that the wrong way. But you can use your, you know, instinct to take pictures and your love for photography. And you know, maybe you're on your iPhone and you're like, dang, I take good pictures. Maybe you want to invest in a camera. Maybe you want to start, you know, posting that you're a photographer and you want to shoot with some of your friends to tighten up your skills. And then maybe you want to start promoting yourself as a professional photographer and making a few hundred dollars a month. You know, if you like weddings, maybe you want to do weddings. I don't do weddings. Weddings are a pain in the butt, but maybe you want to do weddings. Maybe you want to do stock photography. Photography is a great side hustle. Next, I know this is weird, but offering calligraphy, right? So calligraphy is still one of those things people ask for when they need design work or something special, a poster, a sign, something that is special for that one day. Do you have the beautiful handwriting? Have you mastered the art of calligraphy? If so, have you thought about turning it into a side hustle? All right, you could turn that into a side hustle and do calligraphy for windows on businesses. Get yourselves the paint and the brushes to do, you know, windows and walls and murals, and you could do calligraphy writing for small businesses. It's a great side hustle. Next, on the same line, murals, paintings. Are you an artist? Do you paint at home? Do you create? You can use your skills and turn it into a business and paint murals for all kind of profit and nonprofit businesses. There are websites online that allow you to post your work where companies can go find a muralist. So check that out. Number seven, babysit, nanny. I know it's not for me, but maybe it's for you. Maybe you love kids. Maybe you enjoy being around young people. Maybe you have a lot of family members that need help, and you can offer your services, whether in or out, to babysit their children. Next, selling arts and crafts. Maybe you love to sew. You know, maybe you love to create. Maybe you just love making these mugs at home every once a year for a special occasion. Plenty of people are earning money right now from crafts they started doing at home. Sell your crafts online, through your own website, maybe Etsy. Each customer around the world is going to be unique and they're going to have your product. What can you sell? Here's a few ideas. Everything, carved walking sticks, jewelry, holiday crafts, paint, sculptures. You can make art, you know, it's endless. Next, package your knowledge. So are you an expert at something? Have you spent your lifetime working on something? You know, you can write and sell ebooks. You can create information products about the things you are a specialist at. Did you know that you could write a book online and sell it without actually producing that book and in its physical form? Outline your ideas, then fill in your sections with more detailed advice. You know, start somewhere. If you're already a blog, you already have a blog, but you're not making money on it, start with selling ebooks. Try that. How much can you make? Well, people make a lot of money when they sell a lot of ebooks. That's just how it goes. Amazon pays writers for the royalties on ebooks priced between $2.99 and $9.99, and they have guides online and royalty rates that you can research. Next, launch an online course along with, you know, selling and packaging your information. Launch an online course. Create an online course. Sharing your skills. Can you teach? Do you have a skill that you can share? Whether it's mastering a piano, planting vegetables, or leading a workout. You know, how much can you make? The sky's the limit. There are websites out there that will allow you to make between $50 and $100 per lesson or more. You can charge your own if you have your own website. teach and tutor students, young and old, in your neighborhood, or, you know, post an ad on Craigslist on how you can help a kid with his algebra. You can do that from home, and you can make anywhere from, you know, $20 to $30 an hour if you're an amateur tutor. So that's an awesome opportunity. I've thought about tutoring Photoshop and photography skills, but I never got around to it. It's definitely something I'm going to do and lean on. All right, starting an online tutoring business along with, you know, instead of just tutoring in person, maybe you can tutor online and you can make a lot more. There are tutor sites on Google that allow you to do this. Let's see. Skipping through some of that because I think you guys get the clue about, you know, packaging your information in a way that you can get it to other people and charge a price. You know, in the fitness world, people do it all the time. They do boot camp fitnesses online and they do boot camp fitness classes in person. Consider that. Next, sign up for focus groups. I know it's like giving blood or whatever, but, you know, there are many focus groups that will pay, you know, $200, $250, $300 for your opinion. So do that. Once a month, you can get focus groups. You find them all the time on Craigslist, and there's focus group websites and focus group companies all over the internet. Participate in research studies. If you got time on your hands, you can make anywhere from $10,000 to $5,000 depending on the study and if it's something you're interested in and if they don't try to take one of your limbs. I mean, it's a great idea. Next, become a standardized patient. Is your acting Oscar worthy? If you could pretend to be sick well enough to fool a medical student, working as a standardized patient could be a fun job. And you would have to get in that market because I have no clue how to get into it. But they say standardized patients who help students in their education process and are connected in that manner earn, you know, anywhere from $15 to $20 an hour. So it's some extra money on the side hustle. This is what we're talking about. You know, the next thing you could do is, I mean, they got so much stuff out there. You ever heard of Cuddle for Cash? There's a lady, Samantha Heist. She gets paid $60 an hour to cuddle with strangers in Portland, Oregon. She's not the only one either. There's plenty of professional cuddlers out there, and they get paid to just cuddle. And, you know, of course, they get accused of prostitution and other stuff. But, you know, what happens among consenting adults is your business. So, you know, you can always invent a product, you know, and sell it in local markets and things like that as a side hustle. You know, every good side hustle takes a little investment, so keep that in mind as well. You know, whether it's buying your own sewing machine, whether it's buying your own heat press, whether it's buying your own computer to provide, you know, the graphic designs you need. Every good side hustle takes a little investment. So those are a bunch of ways that you could side hustle in 2019. I'm not going to talk too much longer because I like to keep these podcasts under 15 minutes. Thank you guys for listening. Please subscribe to my podcast, share it with some friends, share it in the entrepreneur message boards and groups on social media. All I'm doing is trying to help other people get inspired to make a little extra money and work for yourself. Thank you for listening. Again, I'm Gideon Webb, Entrepreneur for Life. Peace out.